It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We had major technical issues for most of the game. Susie and Diana will give us a quick summary in the Miracle Lanes postgame show. We now join the broadcast in the fourth quarter.
Try here with the Holders fouling. She'll get one. It's up and good. Just got 8 points. Eight of their 16. So 49-16 here. Just under 6 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. Nice dribbling by Allie to get across the line. Out to Paige for a three-pointer. It's up and no good. Oh, Brenna Holman there on the rebound. Oh, ran into Elizabeth Allie.
She had it.
Yep, she had it.
Yep.
Just so, reading those rebounds really well is what she was doing there, watching it, seeing it was going to be a long and so went after it.
So Callie Wendell, Elizabeth Wendell.
Alec. Elizabeth Alec.
Alec, yes.
Jeez.
Brenna. Nice play.
Yep, another foul on Callie. Another up and in for Lexi Priest. So she's padding her stats
she
here
is.
This quarter. So
she is.
Another bucket good by Lexi Priest, and that foul's on Callie. Macy Breeze, I'm sorry, I keep calling her Lexi. Macy Breeze.
Callie's been in for 12 seconds.
Yes, and has two fouls. And both fouls created three-point opportunities for both sides. That free throw from the Hall Brothers foul line is up and good. So 49-19. Indians up. Indians get the ball across the court. Nice pass by Elizabeth Alley down to Brennan. Put it up and just a little short off the backboard. Oh, no, they got it on Paige.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, her second?
Yeah.
Yep. All of a sudden, we're calling fouls now, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So Hammerick will be at the Hall Brothers foul line shooting, too. First one up, and good.
Yep.
That's her third point of the night. So it puts 449-20 here with 5 minutes left to go in the K&L Tractors fourth quarter scoreboard. Second free throw up, and good.
Nice. Pretty shots.
Yeah, nice and a free throw. Callie's going to get some point guard experience here with trying to break a press. Ball goes down to Elizabeth Alley. She's trapped. Threw the ball away. Almost picked it up.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's one of those that dribbles down into no man's land and gets just trapped.
Don't go there. Get out of there.
That's the black zone.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that. That's the don't go there zone.
Yep. Brenna Holman will throw one from three-pointer, a little short. Rebound, Allie Vaughn.
Nice hustle by
the Indians.
Yeah.
Pass over to Paige. Gets it back up top. The key to Allie. Doesn't underneath the bucket. Gets it out to Elizabeth.
Don't dribble it. Thank you.
Down the corner to Paige. In the paint to Brenna.
Get out of there, Brenna. Get out of there.
We threw it away to let to the Macy Freeze again.
Yeah.
Yep. So it puts it 49-23. 4 minutes left to go. And just about threw it away again.
Yep.
And Scott Byers knocked the ball out of bounds. So Grace coming in the lineup for Brenna. Brennan's had a nice game again. Indians get the ball into Allie Vaughn. Dribble the bucket, gets it back out to Paige. Bounce pass over to Callie. I like Grace in the corner. Oh, Elizabeth is wide open.
Yeah, she's
too late. Way too late.
Watch out for this girl. Thank you, Allie. Allie's like, not today, honey.
Bounces the ball into Grace. She picks it up. Oh, we turn that over, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess Grace bounced that out of bounds.
I think she bounced off her own body.
So Starfires will get that ball off the Indians turnover, which I've not been very good at keeping track of. I apologize. Been too busy watching this game.
Yeah. And ends up 43-49-23. Yep. Sapphires have scored 11 points, I think, this quarter so far. So definitely get some offense here this fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I think all but two have been the, whatever her name is.
Win with a shot, no good, but knocked out of bounds.
I think Allie just fell back on what's her name's foot. I think she's all right. She's getting back up.
Maintain position.
I think I have good news.
What's up?
We are now broadcasting on Fort Recovery Radio.
Oh, yay.
And we are now, I believe, on the NFHS network.
Nice.
I was not thinking about the amp here. Somebody unplugged it for the NFHS network. That's why we weren't broadcasting on that. So, but it looks like we are also on Fort Recovery Radio. I didn't do anything different on that. But now it's broadcasting, and that's good news.
Yeah.
And the NFHS, at least we know what happened there. Still don't know what happened with the FRR. But so maybe when you get a chance after the game or a break, we can kind of recap kind of what went on.
Okay.
But so we're going to have a foul down here in the corner on
number three.
Okay.
Yep. Indians so. Basically have them doubled up.
Yeah.
49-23. And I think they think Starfires have scored probably as many points in the fourth quarter as they did.
Scored 11 in the fourth quarter, and they had 12 before that.
Yeah.
Free throws up and no good. So the Indians will take the ball out underneath Starfires' bucket. Starfire's been full court press all night, so it's a good practice for the Indians breaking this press.
And even though nobody got to hear it,
we
tried to do it twice. It still didn't work. But Coach Gann, in the pregame interview, said she was hoping and expecting them to press, and she wanted us to press. Because we don't care if we win this game. It's not a MAC game. But she really wanted for the girls to play against a press and do a little practicing against somebody that isn't their teammate.
Right.
So it worked out pretty well for us.
So Holly wants to take that. I think it's Holly's timeout, wasn't it?
Full timeout by Holly.
Yep.
So we'll be back with 2:56 left to go here in the K&L Tractors fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians up 49-23. We'll be back.
Our schools will be open to the public for winter walking hours through the end of March. The hours will be Monday through Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. At the elementary middle school, please use the middle school entrance and walk only in the main street hall. At the high school, please use the commons entrance. Other walking options in our community are the track at the football field, which will be available most days, and the Paul Stogler walking trail at the community park.
We are back. We want to acknowledge tonight's logo sponsors. That's Performance Physical Therapy, Calp Pharmacy, and K&L Tractor Sales. You can see their logos in the corner of the NFHS video, which we are now. You can now hear our audio now that we plugged the amplifier in. So didn't think about looking at that. I assumed we had the same problem with the NFHS that we had with our Fort Recovery Radio feed. Still don't know what I did to fix that, but it works now. So back to the action.
2:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. On the court for the Indians is Callie Wendell, Kenzie Garkey, Alexis Wendell, Grace Guggenbiller, and Elizabeth Alex. So JV squad is getting some quality time here tonight, which is good to see.
Yeah, since I didn't get to play.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so there was not a JV game tonight. Starfires didn't have enough, I think, to fill a JV roster tonight.
Yeah, not something really like sure that. What happened. I just got the email late this afternoon that it was going to be a 6 o'clock start with no JV. So.
Mm-hmm. Good hustle by Callie.
Yeah.
Got a great rebound and was running down the floor got fouled. So.
Got fouled, but not fouled. They called double dribble on her.
Oh, did she even have the ball to double dribble it?
I'm not sure on that one, but
that was weird.
She did get mugged on both sides by two folks.
The ball ended up out of bounds, but I don't know who got it there.
Yeah, he called a double dribble, what he called.
And it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Grace gets the foul.
Yep. Did no, just I think they're going to call an offensive foul. No, Grace got a foul.
Yeah. Just battling down the bottom and battling with the big girl down and just pushing a little too hard, probably. Yep.
So Hamrick will be at the line shooting 1-1 for.
I think she knew it. She kind of looked and was like, "Arr."
Yep. Hall Brothers free throw line. Free throw's up and good. She's got a nice free throw shot.
Yeah, it's real pretty.
Yep. I think she's 3 for 3, if I remember correctly.
It looks a little shot put-ish, too.
Yeah.
She kind of throws it from her shoulder and.
Second free throw is up and good.
But it's exactly the same every time.
Yeah, so. Right on.
Yep.
Callie Wendell taking the ball, gets it over to Kenzie Garkey, down to Alexis Swindle. Mm-hmm. Across Grace. Cross court pass to Kenzie. Back out to Callie, over in the corner to Alexis. Drives to the bucket and kicked by the Starfires. So Indians will keep possession. 2:02 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Mara Pearson in the lineup, placing Grace. So the Indians will have the ball underneath their bucket here. With 2:02 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Callie will trigger it in. Ooh. That was her planned play, right? To throw it off the Starfires and pick it up.
Oh!
Kenzie Garkey with the turnover. And Wynn with a nice move, just didn't go.
Yep. Good defense on the Indians.
Yep.
Kind of smothered her at the...
Yep. Ooh, Alexis Wendell traveled.
She knew it.
Yep.
She knew it.
She was anticipating getting that pass through, and somebody blocked the pathway. She held on to it, but she kept on moving.
25-49. So the Indians haven't. Have we scored this quarter yet?
We scored four.
Okay.
That was it.
Yep.
So... But again, we got some good playing time here for our JV girls.
Yeah, for sure.
And Starfire still have their starters out there yet, so it's good practice. Nice shot by Wynn on a 3-point. That was off the rim. Should have had it over the back on 35, but they didn't call it, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, I'm okay with it, too.
Yep. 1:25 left to go here in the game, and he's at 49-25. Alexis Wendell gets it in to Mara. Got a good... Across the timeline here, girls.
Yep.
Mara beats the press all by herself.
She just running.
Oh, she's going to pass it to Callie, but didn't get it. Alexis Wendell over to Elizabeth Alec. She will get out of that corner. That's that corner she likes to get to, Callie Wendell.
That's that evil corner.
Mara Pearson with the shot. No good. Alexis Wendell with a rebound. And up and in. No good. Back up. No good. Elizabeth Alec with it. And she travels.
Yeah, so, I think she was getting pushed and traveled and everything else.
Yep.
I think the referee thought she was getting blocked and traveled.
Uh-huh. We're getting a ton of rebounds here at the end.
Yeah, that's good.
Not that I think I'm accurate, but...
Yep.
Well, the statement was accurate. The number will be close.
Yeah. 56 seconds left. Indians up 49-25.
So Starfires are putting their bench in here for the last minute.
They're, what, three on the bench? Four?
Yeah. One girl has a cast on her hand, so I feel sorry for her.
Yep.
It's no fun to be injured during the season, is it? Kind of like what Witt's going through right now. No fun.
Nope, she don't like it at all.
Yep. It's hard to sit on the bench and watch, you know, especially during games. Probably not so bad in practice, but during the games. Callie with the steal. Indians bring the ball up to court. Callie gets it over to Kenzie in the corner. Back out to Callie. Down to Elizabeth Alley.
In that hole.
And she shoots.
She's going to shoot.
No good.
It.
Yep.
Why not?
Yep. And rebounds come down to the Starfires. Indians still in a 2-3 zone. Played a lot of that zone tonight, which is something we don't see very often.
Yeah, got a steal.
Steal by the Indians again. Mara brings the ball up. Probably not going to get a shot off here.
No, probably not. Unless Alexis takes it.
She's thinking
about it.
Passes it over to Kenzie. Kenzie's going to shoot it.
She wants her
good.
Two.
There you go, Kenzie. Kenzie Garkey gets 2 points for the night. Puts the Indians over 51 points. 51-25. That shot is up and no good. And that'll be your final here from Portside Fieldhouse. Indians 51, South Adams 25. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Port Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Wow.
This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's event, August 27th and 28th, 2021, to be held at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature the Friday night Tow and Go Raffle, as well as the Saturday Super Raffle. We're set to give away up towards $1 million worth of cash and prizes this year. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Don't miss out on the event of the year, the 2021 WOW Super Raffle, August 27th and 28th in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back at Fort Sight here. The Indians come off a victory tonight, 51-25 over South Adams. And we have Coach Gann here. Talk to us. Hey, Coach.
How's it going?
Good. At least tonight we had some opportunity to give our JV players some playing time since they weren't able to get out on the court tonight.
Yeah,
since there was no
nice.
JV
contest.
Game. Yeah,
game,
contest.
Whatever.
Yeah, couldn't spit it out. Yeah.
There's Chance chomping at the bit. Is that his name? Chance.
Yes. I think the biggest thing tonight, the big takeaway, is that we just came out with a W. These types of games, you know, you can get greedy with them. You guys can, I mean, South Adams has a nice freshman. I don't think you can look past her. You know, she's going to be a great player for them. Number 11 is a nice player for them. They're young. Yeah. They're going to be getting better. Yeah. You know, they're putting in the hard work just like all the other teams are putting in hard work. And so their time is going to come.
Yeah,
sure. Unfortunately, if you just look at us, you know, we're way more experienced than they are. And it obviously just shows.
Yeah.
So with that being said, these types of games are hard, so I was, you know, we were able to kind of practice at full speed. We worked on some things that we feel like we have to be able to get better with. We got our girls some playing time, and for us, a W is a W, so it doesn't matter if we win by 100 or if you win by 2.
Right. Yeah.
So at this case, it's just another opportunity for us to come a little better today, and I think we did that.
For sure.
I mean, some of it looks it's hard, just because sometimes you play down a little bit, and so we're doing a lot of switching there, so our intensity kind of would kind of go back and forth, offensively, I thought we looked to drive. I thought Kiera had some nice pull-ups.
Yeah,
you know, people
nice
are
pull-ups.
Really
yep.
working on their strengths. Grace got some shots outside. Paige got some shots outside. Paige was rebounding like crazy. You know, those are really nice things to see, and we had lots of conversation around just everybody starting to crash the board a little more.
Mm-hmm.
So Paige was hitting them hard, so we did a lot of standing. I'm sure you heard a lot of yelling, like, go get the ball. just to try to get them. It's one of those things if you get the taste of it, and Paige has gotten the taste of it, and she knows it's easy now. It's very effortless for her, and obviously she can jump really high and grab those things and put it back up. So, great team win, and we're just moving on.
We'll take it.
Yeah,
great
absolutely.
Win. Good job tonight, Coach.
You can get ready. Got one day to get ready for St. Henry.
Yeah. Perfect. Yep. That's all we need.
That's right.
That's all we need.
See you Thursday. Good luck, Coach.
Thanks.
Good luck. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, we'll be right back.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
This is Joanne Glenster from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Enjoy 15% off Case IH and Kubota filters, $2 off cultivator sweeps. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send in your pre-orders so we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Okay, we're back. So I'm just going to do a quick summary here of the game.
We had all kinds of technical problems, I'm not sure how we solved them, but it did get solved halfway through the fourth quarter. So
I'm just going to sum up the just a few of the stats that we have. Leading us to scoring was Allie Vaughn with 13 and Paige Forkamp with 11. Mara Pearson had 9 or 8. Hope Wendell had 7. I mean, again, you know, we can say all we want about this team. They balance the score out. They're very unselfish, and they play so well as a team. So it was a fun game to watch, and got to watch some JV players get in there and play quite a bit there in the fourth quarter as well. So
do that a lot. I mean, you know, some teams can really shut down somebody, but everybody else seems to kind of step up and
just play good. And by quarter, first quarter, it was 21-4.
Yeah, we started off real strong. Coach Gann, I think I mentioned it before too, but said in the pregame show, which nobody got to hear, that she was hoping that they would press us. She was expecting it and hoping that they would do a full court press so we'd have somebody to practice against besides
I thought we really handled the press well.
Yes.
I mean, they did a really nice job of handling that. So, and just a few other stats. I think really the only nothing else is accurate, so I'm just going to tell you quarter by quarter. 21-4, 31-6, 45-12, and then the final score was 51-25. So Indians pull off a great win from the South Adams Starfires.
So. Yep. So we'll be back with a wrap-up right after this from Hastings.
Feel the owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery? We have a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L Plus with remote start, heated leather seat, Bluetooth with 32,000 miles for $26,400. Also available is a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with remote start, Bluetooth, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $16,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Lady Indians, varsity only tonight, take the victory 51-25. They were up quite a bit early, and our JVs played the most of the fourth quarter, and South Adams was able to gain a few more points back, but Indians had the game well in hand. So coming up this week, Thursday, the girls will host St. Henry. That'll be a WPGW simulcast on Fort Recovery Radio. And there will also be, of course, home game, the NFHS video with Rob Weaver's call of the game. Then on Friday, the boys go to St. Henry. With social distancing at St. Henry, they're only allowing one radio station there. So that will be WCSM, and we will simulcast them, and more than likely that will also be the audio on the NFHS video at St. Henry. The video will definitely be available, just not 100% sure if they're going to connect WCSM with that. Then on Saturday, the boys will go to Fort Loramie, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, where we've had problems in the past getting a connection there, but we think we have that problem solved. And if nothing else, we will be, as of right now, unless something comes up, we will be the audio for their NFHS broadcast at the away game at Fort Loramie on Saturday night. Now, also, if you look at the schedule, the girls are scheduled to play Saturday against Arcanum, but since we went to the Arcanum beginning of the season Memorial Tournament, that game has already been played back in late November. So if you see that on your schedule, that game was played earlier. We are not playing them again. That's both teams have moved on past that, and it's you know, we got them played. The the Franklin Monroe game was also scheduled. Don't remember exact date, but we played them the following night. Played Arcanum on Friday, Franklin Monroe on Saturday. So those games we're not going to play them twice in the same season. So those games are done. So Thursday, girls host St. Henry. Friday, boys at St. Henry. Saturday, boys at Fort Laramie. That's what's coming up. Again, from here at Forsyth Fieldhouse, Indians wrap up a 51-25 victory over the South Adams Lady Starfires. We'll be back with you later this week.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.